Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
I was listening to a homily one bishop gave at the pilgrimage site yesterday in Slovakia. And he reflected on today's gospel with a very simple question. And he asked, "Why do you worry?" I think it's very profound question to ask, very profound. We are in the age where we are bombarded by the world, which tells us you need to have this, you need to go there, you need to experience this or that in order not to look weird in the world. So we forced ourselves to fulfill the social demands that at the end of the day, they pull us away from God and they make us worry. We worry about many things, which puts us into unreasonable anxiety. Don't we remember Christ's words? Which one of you, by worrying, can add a moment to his lifespan? Stop worrying then about questions like, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? The unbelievers are always running after these things. Your Heavenly Father knows all that you need. He knows what we need, and He yearns for us to come to our senses so we can actually acquire the one thing required: salvation of our soul, choosing God rather than world. This transformation of choosing God starts only with few words. I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. These are the same words that our mother, Theotokos, said to Archangel Gabriel when he announced to her the good news. She chose God. Even before that, she chose God. And because of that, because of her trust in the Lord, Theotokos represents a good end to such choice as we hear in the gospel today. Christ Himself received her soul into His arms. That is beautiful ending of our life. That is the end that all of us should yearn for. And many saints were made worthy of the same end of their life. In various ways and to various degrees, all those who chose the good part encounter this good end, where we meet our Lord and He takes our soul in His arms. Theotokos, our mother, is harbor of hope, refuge of all who seek her. She is our intercessor to her son. The light of her lamp fills the world, and it will be not quenched until the end of the ages, so that all who wish to be saved may take courage from her. So, why worry? Through her prayers and intercession, we can choose the good part. Let us venerate her. She prays for our souls. Glory to Jesus Christ.